He is risen. Amen. Recent surveys have found that the majority of Christians in the United States believe that good people and even non-Christians may attain eternal life in heaven. Some pastors within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod don't believe that this applies to their congregations. After all, the sermons LCMS pastors preach every week, preaching that we are all sinners who are saved only by faith in God's grace through Christ, it is hard for pastors to believe that our people believe such things. But a study done as recently as 2006 shows that the findings of such surveys are true, even in Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregations. Quoting from Robert Putnam and David Campbell's book, American Grace, How Religion Divides and Unites, page 539, and referring to a meeting that Robert Putnam had with Missouri Synod theologians, quoting, "They were shocked that such a high percentage of Americans believe that there are many ways to get to heaven. One theologian spoke up firmly that those who believe that are simply wrong. And judging from murmurs of approval from the group, he was not alone in his opinion. In an attempt to reconcile this apparent heresy, another member of the audience proposed that, surely, Missouri Synod Lutherans do not take such a casual view toward salvation. What ensued was social science research in real time, as an on-the-spot analysis of the 2006 Faith Matters data stored on Mr. Putnam's laptop revealed that, get this, 86% of Missouri Synod Lutherans said that a good person who is not of their faith could indeed go to heaven. Shocking. Upon hearing this news, the theologians were stunned into silence. One said that as teachers of the word, they had failed. Dear ones in the faith. If you believe that being a good person would get you to heaven, or if you believe that there are other ways to heaven other than Jesus, then the pastors who have preached to you here, including myself, have failed as teachers of the Word of God. As the authors Putnam and Campbell say in their book, they see a disconnect between the leaders at the pulpits and the people in the pews. Most Christian clergy see salvation as exclusively Christian, while most Christian lay people have a more, if not completely, inclusive view of who will be saved in the hereafter. Anytime I ponder my task as an under-shepherd in Christ Church, I feel the same inadequacy that Martin Luther felt when he wrote what is known as his sacristy prayer. I pray this often, and it goes like this. O Lord God, dear Father in heaven, I am indeed unworthy of the office and ministry in which I am to make known thy glory and to nurture and serve this congregation. But since thou hast appointed me to be a pastor and teacher, and the people are in need of the teachings and the instruction, O be thou my helper, and let thy holy angels attend me. Then if thou art pleased to accomplish anything through me, to thy glory, and not to mine or to the praise of men, grant me out of thy pure grace and mercy a right understanding of thy word, and that I may also diligently perform it. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, thou shepherd and bishop of our souls, send thy Holy Spirit, that he may work with me, yea, that he may work in me, to will and to do through thy divine strength, according to thy good pleasure. Amen. There is only one doorway to heaven. There is only one doorway to heaven. The world tells you otherwise. The scriptures say there is only one doorway to heaven. I pray that God will lead you to and through the only doorway to heaven, that is Jesus Christ. Jesus said that those who lead people to other doors are thieves and robbers who come only to steal, kill, and destroy. There are those who lead people to other doors than Christ, many of them. And it is true that on our own, according to our sinful nature, we would always attempt to get to heaven through other doors than Christ and Him crucified. Other doors that would have us earn our way into heaven by good works or by prosperity or by knowledge. But those doorways do not open to heaven. Those doorways open to hell, death, and destruction. Only Christ is our shepherd and the door to heaven. Dear ones, if you are disconnected from these words somehow, if you do not hear what I am saying to you in this sermon, I pray that by God's grace, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will hear these words loud and clear. Jesus is the only way to heaven. All other ways lead to hell. Jesus is the only way to heaven. All other ways lead to hell. Jesus is the only way to heaven. All other ways lead to hell. That is why Pastor Schultz put such emphasis on Christ. That is why Pastor Buscher put such emphasis on Christ. That is why I put such emphasis on Christ. As pastors, we point you to Christ, who is the only way to heaven. And we point you to His cross, the Good Friday cross of Christ's suffering. He has done all that is necessary for your salvation. He's even sent the Holy Spirit to create faith in you so that you can believe and thus receive God's grace. Don't give that away. Don't give it away. The world wants it. The devil wants it. Don't give it away. God help me as Christ under shepherd to always point you to Jesus Christ, the good shepherd of your souls. May God help you that you hear these words loud and clear, and that you will always look to Christ as the only doorway to heaven. There are no good people. All of us are sinners. We all need a Savior. We all need a shepherd. There is no other good shepherd other than Christ. There is no other doorway to heaven than Christ. May God create a hunger in you for His Word. May He create a hunger in you for His Word. And His Word made flesh, His Son Jesus Christ. As a vacancy under shepherd in this place, that is my prayer for you, for all of you. May God create such a hunger in you for His Word that you beat a pathway to the doors of this place for teaching and preaching as a bigger part of your Christian life. Let those who have ears to hear, hear. Let those who have ears to hear, hear what is being said here. For according to recently done surveys, many of you, 86%, do not hear. I hope that isn't so. I pray to God that isn't so. I pray that God's words from Holy Scripture are the words you hear loud and clear. That's it. Hear it or don't hear it, that is it. What more can we say? In the name of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and the only doorway to heaven, Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.